Or the wind will rock the pictures off the wall. Paper peeling, plaster that is crumbling to the floor. The vines climb through the chimney, wrap around the legs and tables, wrap around the skinny ankles, growing flowers round.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. That's Suitcase Junket. We're going to talk about his shows in a minute here with Sean Stone. Time for our weekly visit. Sean, how's it going?
I'm fine. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Too much energy. I'll mellow out for you. Hey, Sean, what's up? What did you see this week?
I saw this movie directed by Harmony Korine, who, of course, made Spring Breakers. It's called The Beach Bum.
Mm-hmm. You were looking forward to it.
It's already a tremendous flop at the box office.
Oh.
But it's peak Matthew McConaughey, because he plays literally a beach bum, a guy who spends his entire time in either Key West or in Miami, high and spouting poetry. And that's the movie.
That's the movie?
He basically wanders from situation to situation. He has a wife.
Does he get into trouble?
Oh, he gets into lots of trouble.
Okay.
Because it's completely immoral. But it has these wonderful little supporting performances that people just show up and are hilarious. Zac Efron.
I like Zac Efron. He's funny.
He's really funny in this. He plays sort of this psychopathic criminal who has an interesting theological point of view on the world.
Okay.
Basically, Jesus died for our sins, so I can do anything I want.
Ooh, yeah, that's safe for everyone around him.
Yeah, no, not good for old people. But and also, Martin Lawrence plays the captain of a really ratty boat who takes people on dolphin tours, and he wants to swim with the dolphins, and that's what he loves to do, even if it turns out they're not dolphins and maybe it's a shark.
Oh, but no, that's not safe. Sounds like just a dangerous existence.
Ridiculous movie. It's an hour and 40 minutes of just amoral silliness. Like he'll take, you know, just because he likes the song, like Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is? Plays the whole thing to just McConaughey and Isla Fisher, who's playing his wife, just dancing and driving around drunkenly.
Okay. And you know, Snoop Dogg is in it?
Oh, yes. Snoop Dogg is the best friend next door. He's very funny, too.
You could do worse.
You could do worse.
All right. So that is The Beach Bum. Maybe still in theaters, possibly leaving very shortly.
It'll be streaming before you know it.
Okay. In the blink of an eye. And we have upcoming events to talk about.
Tonight at MPAC at RPI in Troy, it's Short Shadows. Second time around. Short Shadows is their series of like short films. There's All Voices Are Mine, Stains and Scratches, Segunda Vez. Go to the website to get the real details. Stains and Scratches is the one that really caught my eye, because it's a documentary made from found footage of a Lithuanian high school production of Jesus Christ Superstar from the 70s. And it's the kids performing it, but they did it from a bootleg album and they rewrote the lyrics. So I'm thinking this is going to be ridiculously entertaining.
That is a lot of steps.
It is.
Lithuanian. Okay. Yeah, Stains and Scratches. All right. That's at MPAC.
That's at MPAC tonight at
3
7
short
o'clock.
Films tonight at 7. Short Shadows at MPAC. Go ahead.
Also tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy at 7:30, it's the Janushka Ensemble. It's basically a three strings piano, and they play both classical music and they also play like Cole Porter and the Beatles.
Fun.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
That sounds great. That's a Troy Savings Bank Music Hall tonight at 7:30.
Also tonight, the legendary group that never stops touring.
Never, ever.
Ever stops touring. Chicago. This time the closest they're coming is beautiful downtown Verona, Turning Stone Event Center. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night at the Egg in Albany. It's actually a good weekend at the Egg.
Mm-hmm. It is.
The Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company will be performing the piece called, one piece, it's called From the Mind of a Single Long Vine 100 Opening Lives. There's special stage props and created for the show, and special music created for the show. I mean, it's like the whole package. It sounds fascinating.
And it's a new piece as far as
it's
you
a
know?
New piece, yeah.
All right. Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company, That is tomorrow night, Friday night at 8 p.m. at The Egg in Albany, New York.
And then Saturday night, downtown on Pearl Street at the Hollow Barn Kitchen in Albany at 8 o'clock. It's Brandon Taz Niederauer. He's a 15-year-old guitar phenomenon. He was profiled when he was like 11 in Newsweek.
Okay.
So he's this like whiz from like age 8.
Okay.
He saw School of Rock and said, "Teach me how to play guitar, Dad. Find me a guitar teacher." And now he's grown up, and opening for them is my favorite all-time local band, Super 400 from Troy.
What style of guitar?
Blues rock.
Blues rock.
Yeah.
Cool. That is at the Hollow on Saturday at 8.
Yes. And then Saturday night at Mass Mocha in their Club B10, North Adams, Mass, they're saying it's going to be like all up in the club. They say that on the website.
Yeah, they do.
Samus. It's a hip-hop artist. Says she's based in Philly, but she's originally from Ithaca.
Okay.
And it looks like a good night of music.
That's the club at Mass Mocha is a cool little venue, a cool little space. I haven't been in there in a while, actually, but it's a great little room.
Yeah. And then, and of course, all their little food venues will be open.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
It's good stuff on that campus.
Exactly. And then, our intro music, The Suitcase Junket, which is actually one dude, plays lots of homemade instruments. He's really wacky and creative. And
yeah, he does that shape note singing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Amazing. It's wild, the sounds that he's able to produce. He's very, very talented.
And he's going to be at Cafe Lena Friday night at 8 o'clock, and he's going to be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson on Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then Sunday night at 7 o'clock, the legendary jazz pianist Chick Corea will bring his trio to the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. It's also a good weekend there.
Yeah.
It's a very busy spring.
It's
suddenly
busy. Yeah,
everything's come to life.
The roads probably won't be icy, so book some shows, venues. Not definitely not, but probably not.
And then this week's silliness, Monday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the film Damnation Alley, which is famous for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's 1977 or 78, but it first became famous because once upon a time, people didn't take, you can't imagine it now, but the Super Bowl was just a game.
Mm-hmm.
And NBC just programmed, you know, like, oh, the game's over, we'll put this stupid sci-fi movie on afterward.
Okay.
And it was the highest rated show of the week. And they were like, maybe we should use this spot to promote a new show. The other reason it's famous is it's George Peppard and Jan Michael Vincent. It's about a post-apocalyptic America. There's been a nuclear war, and they've got this really ridiculous-looking armored RV, and they think they're the only people left. They're in, I think, California or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a signal, and they've got to go cross-country to get to the signal where the other people are living, and that's in Albany, New York.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. So Damnation Alley is screening at the Palace on Monday night at 7 p.m.
And then Wednesday night at the Egg, it's Chris Christopherson and the Strangers, 8 o'clock. If you haven't seen Chris Christopherson, I'm surprised there's tickets left because I remember the time I saw him a few years ago. I mean, it sold out like in 2 minutes, and I was happy to get reviewer tickets because sometimes that doesn't happen.
But right.
He's fantastic. He'll tell great stories, and he'll sing his wonderful songs.
That's awesome. I love it when, you know, people like Mr. Christopherson are still out there and playing.
That's right.
We love that.
And there's a bunch of new movies. The most interesting is probably Diane, which stars Mary Kay Place as a woman who's sort of takes care of all of her more aged friends and relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written and directed by Kent Jones, who's from the Berkshires, by the way, originally. And it has a wonderful cast, including Estelle Parsons and Joyce Van Patten and wonderful people like that. And that's, but then we also have Missing Link, which has a mildly irritating trailer.
But not completely.
Not completely, but I'm kind of burned out on Zach Galifianakis doing his wacky voice stuff, so.
Okay.
But it might be fun, who knows.
It's Leica Studios, right? And it's Hugh Jackman is an explorer and Zach Galifianakis is a Bigfoot.
He's like a Yeti Bigfoot type thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
it's not for you. It's for kids.
I guess.
Oh, Sean. Okay. And
They've rebooted Hellboy.
They have, with David Harbour.
Yes, and then there's Little, in which Regina Hall wakes up one morning and she's small again. She's like in high school.
It's a reverse Big.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 30 going on 13.
And Issa Rae co-stars.
Right.
Who I love, adore, yes. adore. Love her so much. That's Little. That opens this week.
And then the movie you probably would... is probably fascinating, but will just be torture, is The Brink, which is a documentary about Steve Bannon.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, good.
Yes, learn good. The... I'm glad it's made, but spending 90 minutes with Steve Bannon might be a little tough.
Yeah. So we end with Bannon.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Sean's list is posted in its entirety at WAMC.org/roundtable. The audio will be uploaded later. Up next, the Congressional Corner.